The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Points.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I'm here this morning with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. Usually we play that money, money song, but today we both looked at each other and we went, the Beach Boys.
Very apropos.
I said to you, what's your favorite Beach Boys song? So, and Wouldn't It Be Nice is definitely one of my favorites.
Yes,
too.
I love it so much.
Me too. So it's just like the end of an era or something. I don't know.
It's so weird.
Yeah, we were talking about how, I actually did buy some of the albums like Endless Summer, a little later, like in the 70s,
yes,
when they kind of had a resurgence. But I had the opportunity to actually meet them at one time.
Oh, wow.
Introduce them as a radio host on a 4th of July gig,
that's
right?
That's super cool.
Which was very cool. Met Mike Love and, you know, all that thing. But then, you know, to see them just over the years, I grew up with them.
Yeah.
But I know every word to every song.
And he was such a musical genius.
Oh,
I mean,
my
like
gosh.
My dad and I, we were talking about it at dinner last night because it was mm-hmm. my son's birthday. So we were talking about it at dinner last night. Just, he was such a musical genius. He was just
way
so,
ahead of his time.
Yes.
And just brilliant.
Yes. And we had albums growing up. My mom worked in a record store when I was little. So
oh,
I got
boy.
To have all kinds of, for those that don't know.
No, I had my like, sister, she was older than me. So I
yes.
had the one with them holding the beach, the surfboard.
Yes.
That one.
Like, well, I guess
Surfing
they're,
USA,
they call
I guess.
Like vinyl stores now, but like right. it was a record store back then.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Pre-CDs, when CDs came out, they were like almost $40 a piece.
Right. Yeah. So it was
showing
just kind of poignant
yes.
to hear that song.
Exactly.
So appreciate you picking that one. That's a good
yes,
one.
It's all one right. of my favorites.
All right. So back to why we're here,
yeah.
talking about Emerald Coast Coins
yes.
and the coin market and what is happening. Tell us everything.
Well, and I know like this is, I'm on repeat every time, but like life's busy right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a full staff, which is amazing. And it's so great. Our staff is awesome. But it's because we're so busy with people still buying and selling, even though the prices have kind of ticked up a little bit
mm-hmm.
over the past few weeks since we last talked. Gold today is around $3,382, and silver finally went over that $35 mark, and it's been teetering around $36.25.
Okay.
$36.25. So it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's still buying and selling. I have people that'll come in, they'll say, so are you buying more or selling more? I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Yes to all of the above.
All of the above.
Interesting.
So it's interesting. It's fun. I mean, well, you know. And they're like, well, they'll ask me other questions. Is it because of the economy? Is it because of what's going on in the world? Yeah, probably, maybe. But like this is something that's going to stick around forever. This is not something that just is a fly-by-night place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been around for going on 23 years.
Right.
And before us, there were many others that were in this area
mm-hmm.
That had been around for, you know, decades.
Wow. Okay. So talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins, where are y'all located and what are your hours just in case folks might want to stop by?
Yeah. So we're at 1811 Creighton Road and we are a Monday through Friday shop. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
If we do close early, I try to post it, or if it's a major holiday, like mm-hmm. 4th of July, we'll obviously be closed.
Right.
You know, things like that will typically be closed. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our phone number is 850-473-1515.
And you're on Facebook, too.
We are on Facebook.
And talk about that, because you definitely have some interesting posts that you keep up with.
I try to keep up with a few interesting little posts and things that are going on. You know, I'll try to post some of the new stuff we get in. Like when we got the Florida Goldbacks in, I posted those. When I got the Star Wars silver bars, I posted those.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any of those left?
I still do.
Oh.
I still do. I have a customer who calls me every day and they're like, well, do you still have your Star Wars? I do still have my Star Wars.
Okay.
Yes, Kev.
So you can find these like hot items and things like that on the Facebook page.
On the Facebook page. And you can message us on the Facebook page. We also have a cell phone, like if you have pictures you want to show us, because you know I don't want you to drive, you know, from like Perdido Key if
mm-hmm.
you have a coin that's not worth anything. Like you can send me a picture, but you got to call us and get the number, because that one I do not know off the top of my head.
So for folks that don't know what you do, describe some of the services that you have like that.
So we can evaluate your coins and help you decide, let you know what they're worth. Let you know if they're like worth keeping, or if you decide you want to sell them, worth selling. If they're just worth face value, just a penny, just a nickel, just a dime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and what I've learned, don't clean them up.
Don't clean them up. Oh my goodness. I have this one sweet customer. Every time they come in, we're like, don't clean that coin. And they're like, you're not the boss of me.
Oh, but it decreases the value if you don't clean the coin.
But also, live your best life.
Right. It's up to you. But yeah, if you want the full value, don't clean it just yet. Let them look at it first.
Leave it just as it is.
Okay. So in addition to evaluating coins, what are the other things?
So we also, we'll buy jewelry. We buy gold and silver, jewelry, broken, unwanted. Scrap is another word people use for it, jewelry. We stop taking that. We put our cutoff at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 o'clock, because we get busy. We have to do paperwork for the police department. We have to test it. We have to itemize every piece. So, you know, it's time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I'm not going to be there till 6 o'clock, and the staff's definitely not going to be there till 6 o'clock. We kick out at five. That's why I tell everybody we're walking out the door as close to five as possible.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we do that. We buy sterling flatware. The old pitchers and the platters and stuff. If it's sterling, I'll buy it.
It's interesting because that's kind of not popular anymore.
It is not popular anymore.
I mean, my mother, oh my goodness, we had all kinds of silver. And the family silverware.
Yeah, the family silver that only came out like for Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
Yep. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
And we just don't, none of this generation, probably even my generation, wants that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but there's a value to it.
There is at least a silver value to it.
No question.
So
you do evaluate that.
I do.
That's great.
And everybody's like, well, I don't, you know, is it okay if I, I'm like, yes, it's okay if you just come in and get information. I'm here for information. You're not required to sell to me.
Right. You can just come in and ask questions.
Yes. You just come in and ask questions. Like, I'm not going to be like, no, you have to sell it if you bring it in, which, you know, I guess some places won't say that specifically, but kind of get hoity-toity about it, for lack of a better word.
Hoity-toity. I haven't heard that.
I know,
in a while,
right?
So. I heard earlier, give it a goog for Googling something.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I like that. So now hoity-toity, I got to
give it a goog.
Yep, I got to reuse that expression.
But we're not going to use the Google to look for the valuation of coins.
No, and that's because you're an expert. And that's what this is. It's the Pensacola Expert
Panel.
So if you have a question for Stephanie about anything, really, 850-437-1620. You know all about the history of coins. The value
I know a little
coins.
Bit.
And also this time of year, gift giving. Some ideas. We've talked about this before, but so many ways that you can.
So many things.
Right now we've gotten to this place where everybody's giving gift cards.
Yes.
You
and
know,
I mean, some
you could
people
go,
want that, but, you know, go the little extra step. We finished up graduation season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody's got those silver eagles for graduation. We finished up Mother's Day. Now we have Father's Day.
Father's Day is this Sunday. What would be a good Father's Day gift?
So we will have, I go to my cowboy money, my Morgan and Peace dollars because.
No, what is that?
And a Morgan.
She says these things like I know what
I know,
it is.
Right?
I have
A Morgan and Peace are the old dollars from like the 1800s to like 1935. They're so cool and amazing. And I think of like, you know, Tombstone or Wyatt Earp and, you know, all those kinds of things.
That'd be great for dad or granddad.
Yes.
You know?
And that's something that we're like, oh, I remember when, you know, and they'll have a story to tell, I'm sure.
Ooh, of course. Yeah. And those are called what?
Morgan dollars or peace dollars?
Peace as in peace?
Peace.
Give me the peace sign. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Morgan peace. Okay. Interesting. And then the silver eagles, you've mentioned that a lot. What are those for someone that doesn't know?
So silver eagles are our bullion equivalent, like a bullion. It's an ounce of silver. So it's a bullion coin. So it's technically will always just have its silver value. When we buy or sell anything, and this is something important too, when we buy or sell anything, I look at the spot price to determine where silver is at, but I don't buy at that price and I don't sell at that price typically because, you know, I have to make money. If I have to turn around and sell it to another dealer, they have to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So all those little proponents go into figuring out the prices that we buy and sell at.
Interesting.
And the silver eagles, you know, they'll have the highest premium. However, they're not taxable and they're American money.
Right.
Now, I know the governor's working on that bill for us to have it as a bartering system. I don't know enough about it to talk too much about it, but to be back like on the gold and silver standard and to have them tax-free, which would mean anything that's not American would be tax-free, which would be great.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
It's a lot for Florida.
Yeah. It's a whole nother show.
It is a whole nother show. Okay. But the Silver Eagles are cool. They're beautiful. They've been around since 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they make them every year, and they're just one of the best coins to give, in my opinion.
Well, I think what's neat about what you do is that every day probably is a little bit of an adventure because you never know who's going to walk in with something.
That is super true.
So what has happened maybe recently? Any interesting new things that have come into the store?
Let me see. So new stuff that's come into...
I should say new old stuff.
Yeah, new old stuff. We had some nice... I'm going to throw you for a loop here. Trade dollars come in. Now, the person didn't sell them, mm-hmm. but a trade dollar is right before the Morgan dollars. And I don't know. I'm not really good with, like, their history, but mm-hmm. I think it was for, like, trade between us and China.
Uh-huh.
And some of them will have what they call chop marks on them, so they'll have little hits on them that so they could test to see if they were real.
Huh.
They're pretty neat.
That sounds very different. I've never seen one, I don't think.
They're neat. They're neat looking.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how it's explained. She's sitting down, I think, on a stool or something.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very interesting.
And it says trade on the back.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. And what was those used for?
It was a silver dollar for all intents and purposes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about your favorites, though. We have some that I know are
Stephanie's
favorites.
Yeah, so that goes back to my Morgan dollars,
mm-hmm.
my Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday money. Morgan dollars are my favorites, but I also like, so we also have like the older coins, like old coins, like Spanish cobs, like eight reals. Pirate money.
Oh, see, now the pirate thing, that would be good for the Father's Day.
That would be good, too. Those are not, they're not inexpensive. They, you know, they definitely have a penny price on them for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. If you've got a question, Stephanie Dotson is here with Emerald Coast Coins, 850-437-1620. Just text it in. Maybe you've got a coin or you've got a little spring cleaning going on and you found this little bag of coins that belonged to somebody in the family.
Yeah.
I found my dad's. So I have to bring it in because I have several coins. I have no idea what they are because
yes.
he had traveled all over the world.
Yep.
So some of it is foreign currency.
And we buy it. We do purchase that too.
Okay.
Foreign currency is not... as expensive or lucrative as mm-hmm. like the American stuff. One, because just like us, there wasn't a lot that had silver in them. Two, a lot of their money has been devalued.
Right.
So
especially with the European Union.
Yep, exactly. So we can't, you know, it's not anything we can exchange. Not that we could exchange coins anyways, because mm-hmm. it's too heavy to ship back overseas.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's same thing for the paper money. So a lot of it is pretty inexpensive. I won't say all of it,
mm-hmm.
but a majority of it. And that goes back to looking online and you're like, well, they say this might be an error and it's worth $50 or hundreds of dollars. It's wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talk a bit about what is the rarest coin you've ever seen personally?
Oh, the rarest coin I've ever seen personally would be... I don't know. I've seen so many different stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your top five.
yeah, right. So this one my dad and brother bought a long time ago. It was like a large cent. It was like a 1700 and a 1700 coin. I can't remember the exact year.
17. The year 1700.
Yep,
or something?
The year 1700, and they paid quite a few $1,000 for it.
Mm.
And then he turned around, sold it to another dealer, and he was like, gave him a little bit more than he was expecting, but like everybody made their good amount of money with
wow.
it. So that was a pretty neat, because you don't see something that old that often.
Right.
Now, I do get that we do have like the ancient coins, which are BC or coins or whatever.
Oh, talk about those a little bit.
Well, I don't know enough about them. We have a little bit right now, mm-hmm. like the Athenian owl. I've talked about that one. She's my favorite, and she's a 449 BC. I don't have her in the store right now.
Oh, back up. 449 BC?
Yes.
Wow.
Favorite.
Wow.
She's my favorite.
And what does that one look like?
It is silver. It's a silver. It's thick, and it's probably a little bit bigger than maybe a quarter size,
mm-hmm.
but really thick. It's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other.
The
goddess Athena.
Interesting. Okay.
So we have, we just got all kinds of stuff in there.
Okay. So you can come in and shop a little bit at the store.
Yeah. We have kids that come in all the time. And just to, like, the parents bring the kids in just to look at the history of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Which is also cool.
Okay. And you have collections.
Yeah, we have collections. all kinds of neat things. And then, you know, just all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay. So then when you come into the store and you've got something that you wanted to get valued, you just come and ask and show it to you guys?
Yeah.
And then you can kind of give a sense of what the worth is?
Definitely.
Okay.
We definitely do our best. If we can't figure out the answer, we will find, we have a network of people that we can ask.
Okay. So let's back up a little bit, because now I still want to go back to the one that has me most intrigued, which I'm not sure what it says about me, but the Star Wars.
That's all right. There.
Tell me what that is.
So this, it's basically an ounce of silver.
Okay.
And one of them has Darth Vader on it. The other one has Luke, Laura, and Hans on it.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just an ounce of silver, but it's Star Wars. So, I mean, I don't know what else I need to say about it.
That's just wild, though.
Yeah.
I just think that's the coolest thing.
It's one of my most favorites, too.
Oh,
because
my goodness.
I like anything Star Wars.
Okay. Well, who knew?
Right. Who knew? Not my tattoos.
Now, are there other movies or other things like that
mean,
are on
yes,
silver?
What? I've seen Lord of the Rings. Star Trek.
Harry Potter?
I've not seen a lot of Harry Potter come through my store, but there's some out there.
Uh-huh.
Disney, of course. There's Disney.
Oh, okay.
007, you know. I've seen,
really?
Yep.
That would be
John Wick, all kinds of, there's coins for everything.
That's so cool.
Yes.
Okay. So if I have a child's got a birthday coming up, something like that, and they wanted to maybe just give them a sense of, you know, that inquisitive age when they're, I don't know, 9, 10, when they start to really get interest in things. Because I started collecting quarters.
Yeah. Yep. Quarters.
Initially pennies.
Pennies is where a lot of kids start. Pennies and nickels.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pennies and nickels. And I think it's the 1955 Double D.
For the double die for the penny. I have one of those in the store.
Oh, okay. Because that's the one my dad told me to look for.
Yep, that's it. So we have one for sales around $2,200.
Man, I got a big penny jar.
You need to look through it.
On a rainy day, I need to start pulling those pennies out.
Definitely.
What are some other high value coins people can look for?
1932 DRS silver quarter. Those are better. Not like, you know, they're worth more than $6.
Now you said DRS?
Yep. So Denver, San Francisco.
Oh, okay. DS. I gotcha.
Yep. D, S. 16D Mercury dime, which is like needle in a haystack coin. Mm-hmm. But hey, yeah, look for it.
And there are different dimes too.
There are. So we actually have a sheet we print out and give to people that shows like all the better dates to look for.
Okay,
for the
those?
Older stuff. Like mm-hmm. We're not going to have anything modern in there.
Right.
We're not going to have, like, the in cod we trust, because that's not a real thing.
What is that? She says it like I should know what that is.
That's okay. A lot of people come in, like, I have this quarter, and the G is a C, so it says COD.
Oh.
But it's a G. It's just the way that they made the coin.
So it doesn't give a special value or anything like that.
No matter what Google says.
Okay. But you have mentioned error coins in the past.
I have, because there are some out there, which my brother's way more versed at those than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely talked to him about that. Error coins, you know, I mean.
And so what does that mean?
So like it has something wrong with it. Like a piece of it's missing, a piece of it looks like it's trying to peel up or double dyed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an error coin.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah.
Talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. If you've got a question for her, 850-437-1620. I bet some of you have a coin in your jewelry box or in your drawer somewhere that you've always wondered, you've always kept it, but wondered, does this have any value? This sure is unique.
Is this really anything?
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or we'll have people, too, that come in with stuff that their grandparents have purchased online.
Right.
Or off of the TV.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I got a thing in the mail yesterday. I was telling Stephanie, and it looked like such a scam. It was just this buy now, you know, send in. And it was just this whole thing about buy. And I should have brought it in for you to look at.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
I'll see if I still have it. But
you'll have to look. But yeah, so like, I guess now they're sending out flyers to mail, which is super scary because people look at these things or they watch the TV and
yes,
see that.
Late at night. You
late
see
at night. They see that guy on TV and he's like, these are rare. I only have these ones. But he's got like 15 different channels he's on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Saying I only have
so
1,000 of these.
I only have 1,000 of these on, you know, 15 different channels. And then they charge like what I would charge $40 for.
Mm-hmm.
They're like tripling that.
Wow.
And selling these. And it just hurts my heart to see when people come in with this kind of stuff and trying to explain to them, you know, this is because they just got sucked into this drama stuff. I had another customer come in and they were like, I want to buy gold, but this place wants to put it in an IRA. And they're like, no, I want to hold my gold. I don't want to stick it anywhere. I'm not going to have it fictitious gold just floating around.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hold it in my hand.
Okay.
Like, exactly. So even if you don't shop with us, mm-hmm. like, shop at a local shop where you can hold it and feel it and see it and ask the questions that somebody's going to be able to give you an answer to. Because those places on the TV and some of them online just take your money.
Mm-hmm. And probably have service fees and shipping fees and all
service
kinds of...
Service fees, shipping fees, charging you triple to quadruple what a coin is actually worth.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize because they don't know to go look and ask questions. I'm saying look and ask questions.
Right. So you have a great resource here in Pensacola at Emerald Coast Coins because they've been in business a long time.
Yeah.
Your dad started this business, right?
23 years ago.
Yeah. So he's the expert. And
yep.
then your brother is the expert on the more rare coins,
the
I guess.
Foreign coin. Yes. He's really good. I can do it almost anything, but you know, if I can push it off on somebody else, I totally will.
You're so funny.
I can't help it.
I hear ya. But it is an intriguing place. They have so many different things to offer. You have the coins and you have history and you have collections. And what are some of the other unusual things that are there?
Let's see. Right now, the most, we just have a lot of cool old coins just floating around right now, I feel like. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what's been the ebb and flow is it's just coin collections coming in or gold and silver.
Right.
And we get those little quirky things like Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
like Star Trek. You know, we get those little things that come in every once in a while. And those are fun, too. Little tiny pieces of gold, little gram pieces of gold. That's all fun. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's all fun and exciting to look at, especially
right.
when you're talking to the kids and you're like, do you want to hold it? And they're like, I'm allowed to hold a gold piece? Yes. I want you to see and feel and
the weight of
get
it.
What it's like
mm-hmm.
to hold, like, money.
Yeah, what the real value, gold
yes.
value is. It's the whole system's based on that.
Exactly.
So interesting. So maybe someone that's just joined us, you had kind of reviewed again the price of gold and silver. Maybe talk about that now in case
yeah.
someone just joined us. This is Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. She's a regular on Pep Talk. Gotten to know her this year.
Yes.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been so much fun. So, yeah, gold's right now been around $3,385, and silver's at $36.25.
This is an ounce?
And that's per ounce.
Wow.
Per ounce, and that's right now. So when you come into the store, we have a page that we look at because it updates every minute and every second.
Mm-hmm. Fluctuating.
Yes. So, like, that's another thing. Like, you know, you don't Google because it'll take you to Atmex, which is fine. That's a good place to like look at for coins and stuff. However, their gold prices will be a little bit off from what the actual right now gold prices are. I think they use like futures or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we use right at the minute prices. And if you call me, I'm like, okay, well, I'll be there in like half an hour. So that's fine. You'll look at the price when you get here.
Right. Because it does change.
Yeah. I mean, if it dropped $100, you'd want me to save you $100 and not
mm-hmm.
lock you in at $100 higher.
Correct. That's right. Yeah, of course.
We want to save money, and we want to give you the best bang for your buck.
But you also post that information on your Facebook page regularly.
It'll be on our regular, like, emeraldcoastcoins.com. Like,
oh,
there's
for
a little ticker
your website.
There's a little ticker down at the bottom.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
And that one, that one should be working.
So you can check it out there,
yeah.
And you can also call if
and you
have
call,
questions.
Call. I have a friend that calls me every day and asks me the price of stuff.
Oh, that's
yes.
great. Okay. Talking with Stephanie Dodson. We got about a minute or so left. Anything we haven't talked about this morning you want to touch on?
Nothing that I can't think of off the top of my head. Father's Day's coming up, so make sure you know you get it.
Oh, you know what's coming up.
What
4th
else?
Of July.
And 4th of July.
So any centennial type coins or things that might be
I might
a
have
great
stuff
gift
like,
for
yeah.
that whole holiday season with the blues coming as well?
Right. I might have some of that kind of stuff in there too. It's great to stop by
mm-hmm.
and check it out. Another thing I should point out is we don't take credit or debit on a lot of our bullion stuff, and that's just kind of a whole nother thing. But, cash, and we do take checks,
oh, okay.
ironically enough.
If for those who still know how to write them.
For those of us who can write them.
Or have them.
That's no. it. You could definitely come in and just, ask questions. Come in and ask questions and get to know us and
mm-hmm.
Hang out. we have a lot of fun there.
It sounds like it. I know, and I still have yet to get in. I drive by it every day.
So I know, but we're probably always busy when you drive by, too.
I have to tell y'all, there's so many cars in that parking lot.
Like lunchtime, like it'll be slow in the morning and pick up at lunchtime and then stop around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, it's extraordinary. You're really busy.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's still time to pick up a Father's Day gift.
That's it.
4th of July's around the corner.
That's it. So. 1811 Creighton Road, 850-473-1515.
All right. So great to have you here, Stephanie. Always fun to talk about coins with you.
Always.
And all the latest trends. So, again, if you want to reach her, what's the website?
EmeraldCoastCoins.com or Facebook, Emerald Coast Coins.
Okay.
Look for my dad's dogs.
Thank you so much for being here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.